So, before I begin, do I have permission to record this interview?
Yeah.
Can you say your name, date, and our current location?
Brittany Argueta, December 4th, 2020. We're in PBD, Mass.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask questions that are kind of pre-pregnancy, during your labor, and then after delivering your baby. When did you first hear, do you remember when you first heard about COVID-19?
Yeah, when I was at work, it was like back, like December of 2019, and they were doing some articles about, when I was at work on the news, they had articles about people in China. There was like a big breakout, and me and everybody in my office were like joking around laughing because they were saying that it was like about bats and stuff.
Okay. And how many months pregnant did you spend in quarantine?
My whole pregnancy. Basically, because it was like December, so I was only a few months. So from literally about like the end of January was when they like really started getting bad. And we were worried about it, so we were just staying home on our own before they even were quarantining.
Okay. And did you have to cancel any birthing plans or like anything that really changed?
The whole thing. You were supposed to be there.
I was supposed to be there. Okay. And then how were the checkup appointments before your due date?
Before my due date, so it changed up to like having to go. They would call you ahead of time. I was high risk as well, just for my own personal things. So I had to see the doctors every like 2 weeks. Plus I had to have the treatments every week myself. So they would call you ahead of time because they were so limited with appointments to keep from having so many people being seen there. They required us to have a mask. I wasn't allowed to have anybody come in with me. And I'm trying to think like anything else that was, oh, like all of the doors, like you couldn't go through a full hallway without like with open doors, like every door in the hallways were locked so that like you weren't able to go to another part of the hospital to like leave. You had to like go in and out certain ways.
And this was before you gave birth to?
Yeah.
And do you remember when it started?
That started like February.
February? Okay. All right. So was there anything else that you wanted to add that happened before your pregnancy that kind of stuck out, that was different?
Before the pregnancy?
Yeah. Anything that you missed that I might have not asked?
Not really.
Okay. So during labor, how many people did you plan on having in the room compared to how many actually you had?
It was supposed to be me and Selvin, and then you. And if you were out, because you were supposed to be traveling, if you weren't there, your mom was supposed to be there. So about two people, and not including me.
Okay, and then you actually had how many people?
Just Selvin.
And Selvin is?
My husband.
Okay. So what was it like when you checked in and then later admitted?
So when I checked in, I could barely walk. And Selvin had to drop me off at the emergency doors. So I had to walk, like, pregnant with contractions all the way in. They knew that I was going because I had a call. So I had to go and walk in by myself. They checked me in and they brought me up to the room where I was supposed to be. And they told me that I would have to stay there by myself until they were sure that I was, like, fully in labor. And once they could say that they were going to admit me, that's when they would let Selvin come in. So he basically had to stay outside and waited in the parking lot.
So Selvin was not allowed inside?
No.
So you were alone for?
For like 2 hours.
2 hours. Okay. So what rules were implemented when you walked in?
I wasn't allowed to go, like in the front, when you go into the emergency, you go to a window and they have a cop with like a security cop, with one of the people who check you in. They will call up to whatever area you're supposed to be. like make sure that you're actually supposed to be there. They'll give you a tag and a hall pass type thing with like where you're going.
Yeah.
So then that way people aren't just going wherever. And then when you get up to the actual area, you of course have to have a mask on. They made you get a COVID test when you were admitted. They automatically, and they were ask you what your like if you had any symptoms and all of that ahead of time. Which like some of the symptoms for pregnancy were the same as corona, so they were a little bit more vigilant with me because they thought that I might have had it.
And they didn't like give you a mask when you walked in. They let you keep the
one. No, because I always wore the surgical ones anyway. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have a surgical and you had like your own hand like homemade ones, then they would make you wear.
Yeah,
a
surgical because I went to the emergency room once and then they made me throw mine out and then they gave me one. So that's why I was like confused. Like maybe at the time it wasn't known like what masks were more effective.
They said
the surgical ones what date was this actually?
April 21st.
April 21st.
The 21st.
And we still weren't too sure about how this whole virus was going on. So how many days did you spend in the hospital?
So typically for my birth, because I had a natural birth, it's about a 2 to 3 day stay depending on how mom and baby are. They gave me the option to stay that whole time or they told me that I could leave the next day, which I was too paranoid to be in a hospital with everything going on, especially where the hospital was in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. There was just a higher amount of cases in that area. So we chose to leave after the first day. So I was only in the hospital for one night, which I gave birth that night.
And then you came home the next morning?
The next afternoon. 4 o'clock, the 22nd.
And so how was this different compared to your past pregnancies? Because you've spent a longer, you spent a longer time in the hospital.
With Jael, I was in the hospital for like 4 days just because I had my own issues, so like 3 and then an extra day just to be on the safe side. And then with Gianni, I was in the hospital for over a week.
Yeah.
Because I had the C-section.
And you felt good about leaving the hospital the next day?
Like, not really.
No?
No. Because like you just had the baby and you want to make sure that you're healing yourself okay, but then you're thinking like, well, if I stay here healing here, I can be at a higher risk of catching COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm worrying about the baby catching COVID because at that point they still didn't know if babies at a young age, like there was only a couple of cases of babies being born with it, but there were cases of babies dying from it after they were born.
Okay. And so after you got home, how were the doctor checkups?
Very infrequent. They kind of just did like they would call you and they would just ask you like how you're doing. And to just call if there was any emergencies. And then with Jade, they scheduled her, because we left the next day, they made us go. So she was born the 21st. We left the hospital on the 22nd. She had to go to the doctors on the 23rd just to make sure that she was okay since we left early. But the clinic was closed down, so her doctor's office clinic would close down, so it's like only by age or emergency appointments only. So we got to fit her in for that. And then when I would have to go for any of my checkups, they make you do a 4-week checkup, which they didn't give me a date for. They called me the week before to tell me because they had to make sure that there wasn't too many people inside the clinic at the same time.
And did you have any like video or calls with the doctor about Jade?
I did one Zoom call with her pediatrician for her 1 month checkup because the clinic at that point, it was May, and that's when things were like really getting worse at that point. So they just offered Zoom appointments to kind of just go over because she didn't need any like vaccines or anything like that.
Okay, and then last question. Is there anything else that you wanted to add or anything that really stuck out or that they said in the hospital or anything like that? Like you said something about when Jade was first born, and I was reading some articles about how they took the baby.
Yeah,
or they
so,
were trying to take
when
the baby.
When I went into the hospital, some of the, like I said, some of the side effects of like being in labor, like you can have diarrhea which is like TMI. I don't know how, but I mean, like, realistically, like, that's the thing. And like a couple of the symptoms of COVID were the same. So like I was honest with them about like things that I had, because I didn't know that it was gonna correlate to me being, you know, questioned. So when I got into like the labor and delivery room, like where you actually deliver the baby, because you go into like a pre-delivery room where like they check you and see how far before they admit you, then they put you in a delivery room. They made the nurse come in and give me a COVID test, and they made Selvin, when he came in, get a COVID test. And from the minute that they gave you that test, you were automatically forced to quarantine in that room until your results came
back. Oh, yeah, you guys weren't allowed to
leave. So we weren't allowed to leave. So Selvin was parked at in the parking garage. Like, if he had to go and grab something from the car, we were not allowed to leave that room because the room had a bathroom and stuff, so we weren't allowed to leave. So one thing that one of the nurses didn't tell me, they told me after the fact, was when Jade was born, when the baby came out, they were not allowed or were not supposed to hand her to me because they didn't have my test results back. Mm. So they were supposed to take the baby away directly after having her to prevent her from catching COVID if we were possible, because they didn't know if there was any transmission through birth, mm-hmm. but me holding her could have transmitted it. So my nurse knew that I wasn't positive because she's been a nurse for a long time. She knew that the only symptom that I had was the diarrhea, and I had already been in contact with somebody at work, so I had already been exposed a month before. That she said that I most likely wasn't. So she knew, and I don't know, this is kind of bad to say like on record, but she took Jade and automatically handed Jade to me. Mm-hmm. So then that way I didn't have that opportunity like taken away from me. Mm-hmm. So once they handed Jade to me, it basically was like, oh, well, if she's going to get it, she's already going to get it. There's no point in quarantining the baby now. Mm-hmm. So they just left her with me, and I ended up staying in the labor and delivery room for about 12 hours after to get my test results done. And then they both, when they finally came back as negative, that's when they let me move up to a regular recovery room, mm-hmm. where I only stayed for like, another 12 hours.
So wait, one more question. When was Selvin actually allowed to come in? When was like the go for him to be able to come in?
So like, for instance, like I got checked in around like midnight. They were checking me. So around like 2 a.m, he was able to come in. So he was outside in the parking garage for 2 hours waiting for me to get admitted. So once I got admitted and they brought me down to labor and delivery room, once I got into like the labor unit, he was walking in as well. So like we met at the same spot at the same time. Like they wouldn't let him even walk into the hospital until they knew that like I was moving in the hospital.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.